Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I want you to see the contrast between what most of the world uses apps for and your smartphone for, and what Israel uses smartphones for. You see that right there? We want to be able to, yes. Watch this, the contrast between how you're using your smartphone and how Israel's having to use their smartphone.
In the U.S., you use your phone to locate the nearest coffee shop. In Israel, you can use it to find the nearest bomb shelter. In the U.K., you use your phone to find out if it's going to rain. In Israel, you can find out if it's going to rain missiles. In France, you use your phone to play Angry Birds. In Israel, you can play Missile Defense. So why not check out these popular apps and get a taste of modern life under the shadow of terror?
It is amazing watching what Israel's going through, and it's like, yeah, we are looking for the local coffee shop. We are checking out the weather, and they're finding out if I'll live or not. If I'll live or not. As a matter of fact, I want you to see this. I want you to see about this application, how it works. It's called Red Alert Israel. Red Alert Israel. Just kind of see. I want you to download it on your smartphone, and I want you to connect with and realize that when we get back from this, I want you to be able to realize that first Israel. First the Jew, then the Christian.
First the Saturday people, then the Sunday people.
Yeah, first the Saturday people, which would be, you know, Israel, and then the Sunday people. And if we're not going to stand up for the Saturday people, there's going to be nobody to stand up for the Sunday people.
Yeah, that's right.
Take a look at this, how this Red Alert Israel works.
When rockets from Gaza come flying towards Israeli towns, time is of the essence. People have to run for cover, and this new app can buy them a few additional seconds. It's called Color Red and sends out an alert when a rocket alarm goes off. Believe it or not, the idea for the Color Red app comes from a 13-year-old. Liran Be'er lives in Be'er Sheva, a town near the Gaza border that is often targeted by rockets. There are people that need to know what is happening, and the regular services don't help them enough. So I wanted to be the one who gave them the right information, he tells me. And just then, another alarm goes off. Israel has a sophisticated warning system for impending rocket strikes, with sirens alerting citizens to take cover. But people inside their homes or in office buildings don't always hear the sirens. We got caught up in several rocket alerts while shooting the story.
We have to get under shelter right now because there's another air siren alarm here in Be'er Sheva. But thanks to this new app, some people at least have a little bit more time to get to shelter because they get the alerts really quickly. Let's go.
The app, created by an application developer, is free. It seems to work so well, it's been downloaded more than 130,000 times since the conflict began.
How many of your friends have this as well?
To all. The soldiers, too, and the police, too, to all.
Israel's government even sent out a notice urging news people to download the Color Red app. The army says any application that warns people of rocket strikes helps in the effort to keep citizens safe.
The time that people have here to run to shelters is between 15 and 50 seconds. So any mobile device that can help, I think it's a good solution.
And Leon Be'er says he thought up the application in his little room at his parents' home in Be'er Sheva. I'm very proud of myself, he says. A very small thing that I did is doing a great thing for the people in the south of this country. Liran Be'er spends a lot of time updating the Color Red Facebook page these days. He's got plenty of time. His school is closed because of the ongoing rocket attacks. Fred Pleiken, CNN, Be'er Sheva, Israel.
13 years old. He's not in school because the school's closed down because of the bombings that are taking place. And he invents this application that warns Israel, and it warns you can download it now. Make sure you download it. If you want to find out more, you can go to VFNTV.com and look for it, hopefully on the front. Hopefully make sure it's on the front page so people can download the app as we're standing for Israel. But you can search for it in your app store by Red Alert Israel. And when we come back, we're going to show you what it's like and how important it is to be able to stand up now for what's right. A lot of people think they're going to wait till a certain point when it gets really, 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 really bad. Mm. It's like the hurricanes. I'm going to go wait. When it gets really, really bad, I'm going to leave. And then they take off and they find out they're stuck on a major highway somewhere because everybody else thought the same way.
Yeah.
And you live out the storm on a very dangerous highway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait too late, you're bait.
Mm.
And now is the time to stand up for what's right. Now is the time to stand up for Israel. Now is the time to speak up for the Saturday people so that the Sunday people will have somebody who stands up for them. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.